Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. All right, I was having a lot of conversations today, so this is coming out in technically the morning, but it's before I go to bed, so I'm counting it a success-ish. Lots to cover, more than I could fit in fact. Let's get to it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. So the GameStop scandal has gone from chaotic good to lawful evil overnight, as most brokerages enacted a seemingly coordinated stoppage of trading on the shorted stocks GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, and others. They didn't stop all trading, mind you. They prevented users from buying these stocks, but continued to allow selling of them. If that is not the most bald-faced market manipulation ever, I don't know what is. And it's coming from the brokers, the trading platforms, including Robinhood, the brokerage of choice for most retail investors. This is a big deal. While they're making excuses about trying to protect users from making bad trades, that is not their place. They're supposed to facilitate the trades, not tell people what they can and cannot buy. I don't see any way that this isn't just institutions blatantly saving the hedge funds, who would continue getting crushed if buying were not banned on these stocks. Lawyers and users agree, which is why they've already launched a class action lawsuit against Robinhood. Progressive congresspeople are also coming out calling for investigations into illegal market tampering by the brokers and hedge companies. There are rumors flying all over the place, including that the White House ordered the ban, which is almost certainly nonsense. The White House has no role in the markets, that's the SEC's job. So as always, be wary of conspiracy theories. Don't share anything not from a reliable source. There are also rumors of a potential bailout for the hedge Melvin Capital, which lost big on their short position. I should mention that the way they were shorting is actually also illegal, as they were actually shorting more shares than existed of the company, though we won't get into how that works. All in all, I would say that this is almost certainly a conspiracy between trading giants and the brokerages. As usual, when the poor lose money, that's just how it goes. When the rich lose money, they get bailed out. I look forward to the results of the lawsuit and, hopefully, federal investigations. The Wall Street Bets community also faced backlash from Discord, which promptly banned them, citing lewd behavior. The Reddit page has also been set from public to private. I don't really understand why, but a lot of people were desperate to hear Yang say something about all of this, even attacking him for not commenting because, I don't know, people are nuts. He did eventually comment saying, quote, "GameStop has changed the game forever," end quote. I think it'll definitely be changing some rules, but it's also been a wake-up call across the country about how rigged the game is and that commoners can challenge and outsmart the bigwigs when they stand together. That's a lesson worth taking to heart. Moving on, in the continuous deluge of executive orders, Biden enacted a moratorium on new oil and gas leases on federally owned lands, a sharp reversal from his predecessor, who was selling off mining rights to public lands even on his way out the door. Biden sent directives to federal agencies to end fossil fuel subsidies, called for a task force to plan for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and declared climate change a national security threat. He directed his administration to protect 30% of federal land and coastal waters by 2030 and called for the creation of a civilian climate corps that will create new jobs to restore forests, improve recreation on public lands, and address effects of climate change. Still other orders gave priority to the needs of people and communities plagued by industrial pollution, and because it now has to be said, directed agencies to make decisions based on scientific evidence and data. Good idea. Anyone criticizing Biden for not doing enough or not being progressive at this point, I'm going to go ahead and say they need to get their head examined. He's working through orders like Robinhood processing GameStop trades. Some of these executive orders are already being challenged in court by energy companies. Democrats in the House introduced a bill to grant statehood to the District of Columbia, which has no representation in Congress despite having a population higher than Wyoming. It's essentially guaranteed to fail in the Senate as long as the filibuster remains. Whatever the GOP may say of their feelings for democracy, they will not vote to grant it to anyone who will vote against them. So this will be another travesty that falls at the feet of Manchin and anyone else defending the filibuster. Personally, I'd think defending democracy and the principles over which we fought a war to gain independence from England is a better move than defending the manipulative tool that blocks it. And by that I mean the filibuster, not Manchin and McConnell. 50 progressives in the House also signed a letter to Biden urging him to include not just one check, but monthly checks in the relief package. That list of people to thank is getting very long. Ossoff and Warnock, while not joining that call to my knowledge, did emphasize the importance of the party fulfilling the promise they made for $2,000 checks. And the march of good news for the progressive agenda marches on as a recent study based on data from 812 counties within 23 U.S. states, which allowed legal cannabis dispensaries, finds a strong correlation between those dispensaries and a drop in local opioid-related mortality rates, suggesting that weed is indeed used as an alternative pain medication that can save lives. One or two medical or recreational dispensaries in a county was associated with an estimated 17% reduction in opioid mortality, while a third dispensary showed a further 8.5% drop. Pretty compelling. We also got new data that shows the sale of automation products in the U.S. jumped 64% year over year in 2020. Accelerating massively in the second half. Both software and hardware of robots are improving rapidly, making them increasingly able to work alongside humans and perform more complex operations. Automation is advancing. So too must our economic policy. UBI will decide whether the robots are liberators or scabs. Scott announced today that his fiance spent 10 days in the hospital after contracting COVID and is continuing to suffer significant symptoms beyond the two-week period. She appears to be one of the unfortunate many who will be affected by the virus for an indeterminate length of time. Very sad. They do not deserve this. Scott emphasized that COVID is not like the flu. I've been hearing from some doctors that zinc and quercetin may play a big role in defeating COVID, but I haven't had time to vet that information. I hope that they will look into it and that it turns out to be useful. In happier news, UBI Lab announced that Preston Council just became the latest in the UK to pass a motion backing UBI. One by one, they getting it done. Excellent work, team. Finally, I ironically and shamefully forgot to mention Holocaust Remembrance Day on Monday, though I do feel we spend a lot of time remembering what happened in Nazi Germany on this podcast, considering how tragically relevant it has become to the here and now. As we think of those who were lost, I want to emphasize that the best way we can honor the victims is by learning a lesson from that savagery and doing all we can to prevent anything like it from happening again. That has certainly become a part of my mission, and I hope yours as well. Given our progress as a movement so far, I believe we can make the difference. We must. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Give some love to UBI Lab and the progressives pushing for monthly checks. Double down on Manchin and Sinema. Bookmark and share the weed study and automation data. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way, and don't forget to Yang Daily.